Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Sam Crowley, June 3rd, 2015, and it's the last day of school for the Crowley girls. It's a double-edged sword, though. It's a double-edged sword. The good news is our girls will be around all summer. The bad news is our girls will be around all summer. So we got to figure out something to keep the Crowley girls busy for the whole summer. Keep drama to a minimum. Always great when you got a house full of women to keep the drama to a minimum. At least a house full of my girls. My girls. All right, we'll get serious. It's Sam Crowley, host of the longest running motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show, where we inspire, motivate, empower entrepreneurs all around the world. And even if you're not an entrepreneur right now and you're a corporate slave punching the clock, it's okay. You're in the right spot. You know, there's a lot of people right now punching the clock that have no idea that there even a better life exists. Think about that. You may not be happy with where you are right now. You may not be satisfied with where you are right now. Maybe you're not satisfied with the bank account. Maybe you're not satisfied with the business, the job, whatever. Hey, at least you know you got hope. A lot of people don't know that. They just have no clue. Hey, I want to share with you conversation, a little coaching I did in the hallway out in L.A. Saturday after I was done speaking. As you may or may not know, when I speak on these stages and I sell a product from the platform, it is a how to create your very own podcast. Excuse me. How to create your very own podcast program. It's a four-week live webinar. It's access to Podcast House and all of that great stuff. And I make sure to over deliver. So a gentleman comes outside, and I believe his name was Omid, very nice guy, and there was a huge crowd of people around. They just the beauty of entrepreneurs, man, the dreamers, the doers, is they just stand around, and they just want to soak up whatever wisdom they think they can get. You know, I'm humbled enough to think, wow, man, so many people. I mean, it must have been 50 people hanging around, you know, just listening to Omid and I have this conversation. And he had a really great question, and it was this: Sam, I would love to start podcasting. Heck, I'd love to start speaking, but I don't even know what I would talk about. And I said, Omid, let me tell you something, buddy. You and everybody else out there really, you know, are running east looking for a sunset. I mean, they don't know what they're going to talk about, what their message is. They're not really crystal clear on their message. One day it's this, another day it's that, and they get kind of sidetracked and chasing this and chasing that. I said, let me ask you a few questions. What do you love? Like, forget what you do right now, your job, whatever it is. I believe you had a job. And I go, what would you do Monday if you woke up and you had nowhere to be, nothing to do, but you could really just take a blank canvas and design your day? And he struggled. He still couldn't answer that question, which isn't unusual either. Most people can't because they're just so programmed. When you've been going to a job for 25 years, I mean, look, tell me I don't got to go to a job. Now, some people say fish, but can you do it forever? No. I mean, you might want to fish 3 days a week, golf 3 days a week, whatever it is. But then we got down to it, and I said, tell me what, like, a hobby. Give me an idea of a hobby that you like to do. He goes, well, I love to listen. I'm a student of personal development. So I listen to Tony Robbins and yourself. I was like, oh, wow. He said Tony and then me, right? I mean, I don't know if he's saying that just because I'm standing there or if that's – even if he's lying. I was excited. And Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and all the greats, Dr. Dennis Waitley. And I said, well, okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Okay, Tony just put out a book called The Money Mastery, whatever it is, Money Mastery Game, and it's been getting a lot of press. It's been on the news for a while now. What about if you were to review that book, that audio CD series, and give your best notes from the book? Meaning, you could take Tony's book, and for the next year, you could literally dissect just paragraphs of the book, meanings of the book, and how it played with you, and the takeaway that you got from what he was talking about. And you can turn that into a podcast, by the way. You can talk just like I am right now. You don't have to have your own brand. You can have somebody else's brand. You can have somebody else's message, and then kind of give your flavor on it. Meaning, look, there's a lot of news reporters out there, right? They don't make the news. I mean, they are not the news. They're not celebrities. They're not sports figures, you know, and such. But they report on the news, and they get paid to do that. Some get paid very handsomely. They have a newspaper column. They have a blog. They've got a radio show. And they really parlay their opinion into a lot of different mediums and, in turn, income, a lot of different streams of income. People pay for their opinion. Look, if you don't have an opinion and you want to be in the opinion business, you're going to starve, right? I mean, it just goes without saying. And even if you're in the opinion business or you're giving reviews on books or movies or things like that and whatever it is that you're reviewing, if you don't have a strong opinion and you kind of try to play the middle of the road, you know, I liked it. You know, it was bad, but it had some good parts. You know, it was good, but it had the, look, if you're going to try to walk the middle of the road in any business, no one's going to follow. You're just not interesting enough. You know, nobody wants to listen to Vanilla Milk Toast when you can get people out there that are willing to drop the gauntlet and say, this is what I truly believe in. This is what I'm going to talk about, and this is what I'm going to do. And look, you don't got to be a reporter to have that opinion. You just got to be an interesting individual. Look, I'm in the interesting business. If somebody doesn't find me interesting, they don't bring me in to speak. If somebody doesn't find me interesting, they don't listen to this podcast, you know? So you got to be interesting in what you do. But getting back to my conversation with Omid, I could hear, or see rather, I could just see the wheels turn. He's like, oh, yeah. I said, see here, let me just take some pressure off you, buddy, okay? You don't got to come up with all the answers. Somebody else did. For example, Tony Robbins put a book out there about mastering the money game, all right? Why don't you take a chapter by chapter by chapter, thought by thought? Who knows? You may find yourself in front of Tony one day. That's not out of the realm of possibility, interviewing him about the book because you are now the subject matter expert on the book. You know who did this? You know who took this exact idea and actually has been monetizing it for the last 50-plus years? Quite well, I might add. Bob Proctor. Bob Proctor still today teaches on the book Think and Grow Rich. When he first started speaking, he took Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and all he did, and I don't mean that to minimize it, but all he did is give his interpretation of the book and how it resonated with him, and then showed others how they can take the same teachings from Napoleon Hill and use them in their own life. That's all he did. It wasn't Bob's. Now, since then, Bob's written books and, of course, appeared in movies and The Secret, and he's been interviewed on every platform known to mankind, but it all started with that basic foundation. You know, it's funny. If you go hear Bob speak now, he's the first to tell you he's got the same book that he's had with him 50 years. Started out in the early 60s in Toronto, had a janitorial cleaning business, and then said, you know, this really ain't for me, making $4,000 a year. Even though he's making good money, he branched out into Europe and all over North America, but like $4,000 as a fireman, by the way. And then he branched out with his janitorial cleaning company. But that still did not really scratch the itch that he had until he found the book. The book had an impact on his life, and he reported back to everybody else. The same impact can happen for you. So as we were wrapping up our conversation in the hallway, people were like, wow. And I felt like that was pretty easy for me to do. I think that's a gift, and I'm not saying that to Brad. I just have a gift that I can listen to somebody for literally just a few minutes and really extract what it is that their message is and what it is that their gift is. And I could see the wheels turning in Omid's mind, and he got it. He's like, wow, all right, there it is. That's what I want to do. I want to dive into the stuff I would be diving into anyway, in this particular instance, personal development with different mentors, and then report back and review these different products, whether they're CDs or podcasts or movies, whatever they are, and help other people find them and set up affiliate arrangements. And, you know, I could put up advertising on my podcast and my blog. I'm doing what I love to do. Now, he also understands it ain't going to happen overnight. Money's not going to start coming in overnight. But I didn't land on the stage that Omid heard me speaking on Sunday with Robert Kiyosaki overnight either. I didn't just land in Vancouver overnight last Thursday either. You know, all these stages I ended up on, guys, you know the story. If you don't, go back and listen to all the podcasts driving to Rockford, Illinois, 8 hours. Nobody showed up in 2006. Nobody showed up. Nobody. Just me. Then to drive another 8 hours back, that's 16 hours round trip in the car, and nobody showed up. I made no money. Forget money. I mean, for the gas alone, I was out a couple hundred dollars. So understand, go after what it is that you love to do. The money's going to find you, but how can the money find you if you leave the game? Once you leave, it can't find you. You know, if you're in the movie theater and somebody comes to find you and you already left, hey, where's Joe? Hey, where's Susie? Ah, she left. Well, I can't find her. That's your dream looking for you. Can't find you. Not going to chase you down anymore. Sorry, you quit. You don't get everything that comes with it from staying in the game. All right? Hope that helps. Great topic, man. Send me your ideas on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the show. Also, congratulations to the individual who left our 200th rating. Came in overnight on iTunes. Who was it? I'll let you know on the next show. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.